Recently on Twitter, I asked guys to describe what the biggest challenge facing modern men was in three words or less. And one of the answers I got was hoflation. And the guy who said that, he attached a screenshot defining what hoflation was. And it went, modern men have to work 10 times harder than their grandfathers did, for women 20 times worse than what their grandmothers were. It's called hoflation, and it's destroying Western men's desires to be providers and protectors. And I can kind of see where this is coming from, right? I've definitely seen women who fall into this caricature, who seem to have a very outsized idea of the qualities that the man they should get should have. So, you know, for example, let's look at what this stereotypical hoflated woman wants, okay? Like, she wants a guy who's over 6 feet tall, right? She wants a guy who's making over six figures. Ideally, he also has a six pack, but at the very least, he's got muscles, right? He's in shape. And of course, he has to be dedicated to only her, and he's got to treat her like a queen, right? That's this hoflated ideal. Meanwhile, the argument goes that she's overweight, she makes little or no money, she either can't or won't cook or clean, and she's addicted to social media, and the big one is she's got this huge body count of past sexual partners. And so I can see guys who are, you know, caught in this mentality, viewing this, they're like, oh yeah, it's bullshit, all this hoflation going on. It's unfair. These women want these things that I can't provide, and it's just bullshit because they're not even worth it. Now, there may be some truth to that, but I always got to look at the flip side, right? You know, let's look at the other side of this. You know, let's call it broflation, okay? And I think that this is equally as much of a thing. So what does the average guy want? Okay, well, I believe he wants a girl who looks like a porn star, has sex like a porn star, has few or no previous sexual partners, is traditionally feminine, doesn't place high financial demands on him, and will cook and clean for him. Meanwhile, if we're going to look at what the average man actually is, well, he's out of shape, he's addicted to porn, he's addicted to video games, and he's definitely not making any sort of bold career moves. Now, I'm not trying to shit on the average man or the average woman for being average, because, you know, that's just what it means to be average, is that you're not top of the pack. But the thing is, I think in a lot of ways, social media has trained us all, social media and I guess porn, you know, internet culture in general, has allowed us to see so many people at like the edges and the tops of the bell curves of, you know, being able to see these extreme outliers, both in terms of, you know, men who are extremely successful, women who are extremely attractive, all this kind of stuff, that we've started to warp our tastes. And I believe that men are equally as guilty of this, because, you know, if they're constantly jerking off to porn and that sort of thing, it's like, well, they start to think, well, that's what I need. That's what I really want, is a girl who looks and acts like that. And it screws up everything, right? I see this on all sides. Like, people have this distorted view of who they are, what they deserve, and how to go about getting good things, okay? At the end of the day, both really good women and really good men still exist. They do, right? Like, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me there's no good women left? No. That's not true at all. The thing is, though, if you want an extremely high-quality woman, guess what? You have to be an extremely high-quality man. There's no way around it. Why would it be any other way? And so it's like, I get why guys fall into this sort of bitterness. And a lot of it is not really even their fault. It's like if I was going to put a big, you know, blame on it all, I think porn culture has really fucked guys up, because it's morphed their sexual tastes to expect things that they probably won't be able to get, and in reality might not even want, okay? Like a sexuality and a sexual desire that is not attached to that. Like, you just go back and you look at, you know, like you talk about your grandfathers, okay? They didn't have sexual tastes morphed by pornography. They were able to see that average woman as beautiful and exciting. Okay. Now, yes, I think the biggest point here that men have is that women, in a lot of ways, have abandoned traditional femininity. But I think a lot of women are actually really hungry to become traditionally feminine. But the only way in which they can really relax into that and embrace that is if they have a truly masculine man to make becoming feminine again feel safe, feel good, feel natural, feel right. Because, you know, if you're going to take, if you're going to steel man the feminist argument, they had a point. You know, like I think that in a lot of cases, women were at the mercy of kind of piggish men who didn't really properly care for them. They just expected, you know, these women to cook and clean for them, and bear their babies. And meanwhile, they could go out and drink and sleep around and do that kind of thing. And so it's like, you know, we have to be better. I believe that's the case. If you want a better woman, be a better man. And at the end of the day, the only way you're going to get there is by pursuing self-mastery. Right? There are plenty of good girls out there. But if you don't master yourself, you don't get yourself in shape, you don't quit porn, you don't get off the video games and start playing the real game of life, start making bold moves, start being productive, well then, you know, yeah, you're just going to sit here being bitter over the fact that you're not getting the kind of girl you want. And I'm sorry it's hard. Because it is, right? It is. It is. It is hard. But the thing is, so much of our life is so much easier. There's so much more opportunity out here today than our grandfathers ever had. And so, yeah, the game's different, but you can play and you can win. And if you want help doing this, then you're going to want to check out my Manhood Mastery Training, free training that you can get by clicking the link in the description. And then I hope you sign up for the Self-Mastery Club, where we can help you transform into this high-value, high-quality man so that you can find that high-quality woman that you truly want and deserve. All right, that's what I have for you guys today. Ooh, yeah. See you on the next one.